Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vicente Romo. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vicente Romo. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Ellis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roberto Peña. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hannon. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Hannon. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper moves to third. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. May moves to second. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on McKinney. Harper scores. May scores. Briggs moves to third. Ellis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Brewers. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Briggs scores. Ellis scores. Peña moves to second. It's 4-0, Brewers. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peña scores. It's 5-0, Brewers. Steve Keeley now pitching. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone. May reaches second base with a double. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May scores. It's 6-0, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. One out. Steve Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Peña hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone is hit by the pitch. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Hannon bunts towards first. May fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Melton reaches second base with a double. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's 6-1, Brewers. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reichardt moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rodriguez for a passed ball. Reichardt moves to third. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Lee May pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Peña scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Magnuson now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Magnuson's glove, towards McKinney, who fields it, throws to second, with Richard covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Johnstone reaches second base with a double. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Brewers. John Morris now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Brewers. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reichardt bunts towards the mound. Morris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-2 in the game. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Peña hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peña. The throw from Egan and he is out, Richard applying the tag. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. John Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales pinch hits for Jim Magnuson. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Ellis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-3 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Jay Johnstone. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richard moves to second. Ken Sanders now pitching. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McKinney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Bart Johnson now pitching. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Lee Richard now playing center field. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-3 in the game. Theobald bunts towards the mound. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a fly ball into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ellis bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Briggs moves to second. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Peña is walked intentionally. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Briggs scores. Peña moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-4, Brewers. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kubiak is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-3 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Egan reaches second base with a double. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Egan moves to third. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews pinch hits for Bart Johnson. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.